Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 22 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 29 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. Please. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600. Sunny. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 30 degrees.
NCA YZF Mobile.
The antenna is not letting you out.
Yep, finally got out of work here, so. Just making my way westbound, trying to avoid the traffic. At least the roads are basically dry.
Yep, I hear you there. Most of them aren't too bad right now. My driveway's still icy in spots. I tried to get it cleaned up. I had to blow leaves off first, which blew a lot of stuff up. But because the kids backed the driveway down with their tires and foot traffic and everything else, and the walkway going up to the house, that was nothing but ice, and it doesn't get much sunshine. So I had to throw Mr. Salt down to help break some of that stuff up, and it's still working on it.
Yeah, I went out last night after the net there and shoveled mine, cleaned the cars off and best I could and shoveled the driveway. But, yeah, tons of leaves because I got the tree there right at the driveway. Everything was coated with leaves, and this morning they were froze to the cars. But I did take the leaf blower this morning and blow the driveway off and whatever would come off the vehicle. So, yeah, it'll warm up here in a couple of days again, but got to deal with it while we got it, I guess.
Yep, my trees were at least two-thirds to three-quarters full of leaves, and they're almost bare now, so give you an idea how much that affected them. So with that and the wind, once the wind started picking up today, it just cleaned them out pretty good. So my only concern is leaves insulating the snow. Well, it'll work from the ground, too, so the ground's still warm yet, so it'll still thaw from the ground up. But that was my concern, was the leaves insulating it. So, good and bad, because the ground temperatures are still warm enough that it should melt from the bottom up if the leaves are on top.
Yep. I don't know if leaf pickup came by today. Last time I looked, I happened to look at my camera that's on the front of the house out toward the road, and my leaf bags were still out front as of like an hour ago, so I don't know if they made it by today or what. Too many to pick up or what, I don't know, but they were still there.
They should have doubled that truck up, that poor guy in that truck. That was a miserable day for him. It wasn't just wet and heavy leaves, but there was quite often snow on it, snow on the bottom of the can. The cans were very heavy when I brought them in. He didn't get by here. Normally he's the first one by in the morning. He didn't get by here until about 2:30, 3 o'clock. So, and I wouldn't doubt he probably had to go dump the truck. So I don't know if he's going to be back out yet tonight or if they'll just have to pick up tomorrow. So, I'm not sure what they have, if they have Veterans Day off or not. In some cases they do, in some cases they don't. So sometimes they observe the government holiday. KCBUA.
said this time of the year they can't fit everything in the truck and they got to keep going out and emptying it and coming back and picking up where they left off. And so, yeah, they might have just not got to it all today. But I know I was still sitting out front. I'll have to see what they got picked up or not. But I know they've got, I didn't check to see. I'm hoping they're still picking up for another, at least 2 to 3 weeks with all the leaves that were still on the trees. And now they all came down. It's like mine. Mine was probably about 2/3 full. And it was, I could see daylight through it today. There was a lot of leaves that came down with that yesterday, and I imagine with the winds and that today. So I'll see what I got, what mess I got when I get home.
Yeah, you might be shocked when you get home. Well, hopefully it gets by there and so forth. Like I said, that was a miserable job for one person to do today, and those cans are extra heavy with the wet leaves and the snow on top, and the snow stick into the trash cans because the leaves kept it warm, and the bottom of the trash can stuck right to the snow. And I know I took the trash cans back up to the house. They were heavy, and I separated all of them and turned them all upside down. Some of the leaves didn't dump out of them 100% either, so so that's what I got to look forward to this week. If it gets dried up enough that I can run the mower over top, I will do that and chop up what I can and then vacuum them up, because I can tell you right now that it's looking like a big mess, really looking like a big mess.
Yeah, and like I said, my neighbor's tree is just starting to turn, so I don't know if any of this brought any down. I know there was some out in the backyard, but, I mean, hers is just starting to turn, and it's always usually toward the last week or so of November before that one drops its leaves. But, yeah, they might be sitting on the ground for the winter here. I don't know. With this, and if we get it thawed out where we can get to them and we don't get another snow for another, 3 weeks or more. Same thing for my Christmas lights. Normally I put the Christmas lights over Thanksgiving weekend, and I thought, maybe I can get to them earlier, but I don't know. Snow's just got to stay away. This was quite early this year for this much. And your poser questions for snow, when we'd get our first inch, went out the window. Nobody got anything this early. I was thinking of it around the 15th of November. That's what I almost said. I think I said the 15th of December, and yeah, I should have stuck with my first indication. I didn't want to jinx us, I guess.
Yeah, I said December 13th. And I was the earliest person. I think tonight I'll throw out a poser of what's going to be our first sub-zero day, zero or below, and throw that one out, see what we get for answers and how close we come. We're all out of the ballpark in this one.
Yeah, Mother Nature heard about it and threw us a curveball. But, oh no, leaf pick up here, boy. Wow. There's a couple of houses here in Weiss I just went by that's probably got 25, 30 bags sitting out at the curb. There's a big pile stacked too high. So, yeah, they didn't get to those, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's got to warm up. At least my vehicle, I took the van. I switched cars around. I said, well, I'm not taking any of the newer cars. I'll take the van this morning. It's been my winter vehicle with the all-wheel drive. And something happens to it, I'm not out much. I don't want to take the new vehicle out and have something happen, somebody run through a stop sign or slide through or something and take it out. So I'll just drive the van as I planned in the winter for one more year here, and we'll see about getting rid of it in the spring. But I just filled it up, so it's got to run for a while yet. KC81VF.
KCAYVF, KCBOA. Yeah, you try to baby them along, get what you can get out of them and so forth, and call it good. So if you can get this winter out of it and save the wear and tear on the other vehicles, that's good. That's always a plus. So I know I actually ordered a windshield cover for my truck because of the mess I had this morning. It was not fun. And then I have a car wash brush. I grabbed the car wash brush to use it, and someone else had used it, and didn't clean the snow in that out of the end, and it was froze solid. I wasn't too happy about that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I have, my daughter bought, my wife and I, for the two cars, and then I bought one for the van. So I got to come up with one for the new vehicle, which is a cover for the windshield, basically, for, it's a frost shield is what they call it, but for snow or for whatever, and it goes over the windshield, and it actually goes over the wipers, too, which keeps the wipers from getting, iced up and that, and then it just, they have elastic straps that go over the, around the mirrors. And that does a pretty good job. I'm going to have to get one for the other vehicle, but I keep them in the car here, so if we're going to have snow, ice, or whatever, and I didn't even think about them. And they also come with covers for the mirrors, side mirrors. So you slide these bags over the mirrors, and they got a drawstring to tighten them down. That way your mirrors, your side mirrors are clean, your windshields are clean in the morning.
That is nice. That is nice. Yeah, Dan Vansoom, Summerroom, I believe, over there on Mitchell and Mary, he's got one for his truck. And I thought about that, and it's like, that would be nice to put that on there. If there's only something to cover the side windows, too, that would be great. There is something that covers the side windows called a garage.
Yeah, that would be nice. I actually saw online, and I'm thinking, well, I can imagine how expensive this thing is. It basically was a rollout garage. It was all clear, so it was probably plexiglass or something of that. I can't imagine it was real glass. It had to be plexiglass. And it was on rollers or something it looked like, so you had a base unit that might have been mounted, was flat on the ground or whatever, and then you had an expandable that pulled out. So you just grabbed this and you pulled it out, and this glass came out in sections to cover your vehicle. And then when you wanted to put it away, you just pushed back in, an accordion type of thing. And I just kind of noticed it was on Instagram or Facebook or something. And I said, well, that's kind of a neat idea. That's the way they don't, you don't block your neighbor view or whatever, and that's what the township would, complain about if you put up one of those portable carports or something over the vehicles, and the township would have a fit because your neighbors can't see down the street. And they gave me flack for that when I put up my porch and my deck on it because of that. So I said, well, that was kind of a neat idea, but I can imagine it's not cheap.
Yeah, I don't know what the cost is on that. I know that the greenhouse caterpillar tunnels, they can be kind of pricey, especially some of that greenhouse material can be kind of expensive. And a lot of times they use the chain link top rail for the bows on them and so forth. So they actually have a bending jig to bend them. So, yeah, that would be kind of nice, but again, you don't want a giant kite either, so it's got to be anchored somehow. And I'm surprised about your deck. I'm surprised that the township had a fit about that because there is a setback requirement, and as long as you meet that setback requirement and you pulled your permit, they really shouldn't have anything to say about it.
Yeah, when I put it up many years ago, I had to change the design of it. Because, and the problem is, my house sits out to the road closer than everybody else's on my side. All of the other houses sit back further in, So the neighbor's is back a little more, and the one next to that's back a little bit more, and so on. So they weren't going to, they had, you know, well, you can't put a deck out, because if you put a deck, then it's going to block the view of your neighbor in the house. And I'm like, now, wait a second here. You know, there's got to be something. I'm not putting something out that far. But all three of the houses, I'm the one furthest to the road. And if you look at them, each one is probably another 4 feet back than the next one. So, yeah, I had to change the size of it because of that.
Okay, like I said, they got minimum setback requirements, and as long as you meet those, generally you're good.
Yep, well, my wife must have went someplace, because I just pulling in the driveway here, and her trunk's wide open, so she must have hit the button or something, or she's got something in there. Yeah, my driveway's all covered with leaves here. I'm going to have to get the leaf blower out and try and blow these off the best I can. But, yeah, the trunk's wide open here, and she's nowhere to be seen. Thought she might be bringing groceries in, but the garage door is closed, too. So, all right, Rick, we'll talk to you later. KC8YVF with KC8VOA.
Hit, she left you something to bring in the house. KC8YVF, KC8VOA. Talk to you later on the net.
Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 30 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 30 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 29 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Randall May. My call sign is KE8AHW, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow radio operators and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, speak slowly, provide your name, location, and let us know if you have any traffic or an emergency. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or that plan on being in and out. If that's you, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ. Dave, Bay City, no traffic, I will be in and out. 7-3, guys.
Kilowatt Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, KB8SWR, in and out, good evening.
Okay, we have two operators who are in and out. Is there anyone else? Anyone else who would like to call in at this time? Anyone else who is mobile on short time or that plan on being in and out? If so, again, please call now. All right, hearing none, at this time, I would like to take check-ins from any Echolink stations. If you're in Echolink, please call now. Again, do we have any Echolink stations? Anyone on Echolink who would like to join us? If so, please check in now. Okay, hearing none, I would like to take regular check-ins. If you're a regular check-in, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
This is KF8EDQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
CI, Jeff, and Oakley, Saginaw County, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob, Frankenmuth Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike in Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, and I have a poser for the net tonight. No traffic, Saginaw.
This is Dave, WADW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KDADAZ, Mini Bart, no traffic.
Okay, we have a pretty good list. We're going to start with Ron, KCAYDF. Ron, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy, and everyone on the net tonight. Why don't you go to Rick real quick, since he had a poser question. That way everybody gets to answer the question. So grab Rick's poser question at the top of the net and then come back to me.
Okay, Rick, KCAVOA, it's been asked that you provide your question, so if you would, please do so, and then I'll move on to Ron, and we'll see if we can get an answer out of the crowd. So, KCAVOA, please go ahead.
Okay, good evening to everybody. And Randy, thank you for doing the net. Since we bombed so bad on the first inch of snowfall this year, I thought I'd throw another one out there. When are we going to have our first 0 or below degree Fahrenheit day? When are we going to have our first 0 and below Fahrenheit day for this winter? And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control, KC8VOA.
Thank you, KC8VOA. Our first operator is Ron, KC8YVF. Please go ahead.
All right, thanks, Randy. We didn't do very well on the snowfall. Most of us had us in December or January, and Mother Nature threw us a big curveball here over the Saturday and Sunday, so shame on her, I guess. My guess, I will say January 17th. Usually we don't get real cold weather until toward the end of January and the first part of February, so I will go with January 17th as my guess. Other than that, I've been busy over the weekend. Of course, we had the radio club meeting on Friday night. We had the breakfast on Saturday morning. And then I had a dinner up in Midland Saturday. In between, I got some leaves bagged just off the front yard, which was down at the time, which wasn't a lot, I got 4 bags of leaves. But now since Mother Nature did what she did over the weekend, about two-thirds, I still had about two-thirds of my tree left, and I'm down to about maybe less than a third out in the front. So my front yard and driveway and cars are a mess right now because with all that wet snow and the leaves coming down, everything's stuck to everything. And we did get a little sun to help melt some of it off for me, but again, my house faces toward the north, so I don't get a lot of sun to the driveway side and this time of year. So I still got some frozen cars and their leaves plastered and stuck to them, and good camouflage. It's just not what I want, actually. But today I got up, blew more leaves as much as I could that were loose off the driveway before I headed to work, and came home and did the same thing because they were about 2 inches, 3 inches deep on the driveway again. So just trying to blow them into the yard, and toward the next few days it's supposed to warm up enough that hopefully all the snow goes away, and I'll be able to get back to my casket picking up all the leaves that I still have. So quite a bit of them yet. I've still got to get out to the curb before the real winter hits, I guess. So that's all I got for now. Randy, thanks for doing that. I will turn it back over to you, KCYVF.
Thank you, KCAYVF. Okay, I have two operators. I'm not sure I have the correct call sign. The first one is our next operator, Mike in Saginaw. Mike, I believe your call sign is KF8EDQ. Please call in and let me know so I can correct it if it's not right. And please go ahead, you're recognized.
Yeah, roger that, Randy. Thanks for doing the net. You have my call sign correct. It is KF8EDQ. Over the weekend, I had my buddy Aaron come and visit me. We mostly sat around and played games, but also I had to work on, mess around with my boiler a little bit. Seems like I have everything set up properly. I had to mess with pressure regulating valve that regulates the water coming into the boiler. It was a little bit too high, so I had to take the street pressure and turn it down just a skosh. Boiler seems to be working properly, and I was able to take a hot shower today, so I'm thankful. Everything is working great, so I'm real happy about that. My All-Star node has been linked to a repeater up in West Branch. I believe it's the same repeater that Bob NAKPR wants to connect to. There are several nets that happen on there, but I was too busy to participate in the one this morning. Lots of good progress at work. Good things are happening, so I'm happy, and so is my boss. So. Right now I'm working on a code plug for a DMR. I know that maybe that'll be surprising to some of you. But I'm programming, trying to learn APRS, and doesn't seem like there's a whole lot to it, but my OpenGD77 radio is not doing it right, so I got to figure that out yet. But other than that, everything's good and great. It's good to hear everybody on the radio, and we'll talk some more. This is KF8EDQ. I'll pass it back to Nat.
Thank you, KF8EDQ. This is KE8AHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, our next operator is NAEY. And then I have another call sign. I'm not certain if it's completely correct after Tom. And that's KCI, I believe, with Jeff. Anyways, we'll find out. NAEY, please go ahead.
Okay, Randy, thanks very much. This is NAEY. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. Quite a few things going on this past week. First off, the prediction. I predict... not going to, don't hold this in stone, but I predict I'm at zero on or around January 18th. Preferably not during field day, but winter field day. I hope it doesn't get that cold in winter field day. We usually get, I think last year's winter field day was bearable. It wasn't, we didn't have a real cold weekend for that, but I predict January 18th will be the first 0-degree day. Let me break real quick. Let's see, this what's been going on here. Yeah, the we got all the leaves we could last week, but then, of course, we had more leaves that fell, and, of course, then the snow fell. So, for a while, at least I didn't have to look at the leaves because it was camouflaged by the snow, but it's supposed to warm up later this week, and the leaves will reappear, and I'll go out there with the lawn tractor and mulch them up and bag them. Had 8 bags of leaves put out front for pickup this morning, and so I think we got that many leaves. Again, it's going to be coming up this week, so but I got lots of bags from Menards to bag them up, so I'm prepared for bagging. Get that done. Most of the leaves are from the neighbors, believe it or not. Most of the leaves are down on our trees. It's just we got a tree line that runs east and west on the north side of our house, and that's where they all come down, so but I'll get those taken care of. Let's see, I had some time to kill today because it was snow. I didn't have much to do outside, so I got on the air and worked a couple of POTA stations. A couple of them were in commemoration of the sinking of Edmund Fitzgerald. It was a couple of them in Minnesota on the shore of Lake Superior, and a couple of special event stations commemorating Veterans Day, so that's what I did today. And I had some fun doing that. And recently testing out my new dipole, so my off-center dipole, so it's working really well. Anyways, I'm going to toss it back to Randy, and if anybody else has something to say, we'll catch you all on the 73 round. So until then, this is NAEUI.
Thank you, NAEUI. Let's see if I'm correct. I believe our next operator, well, I know it's Jeff, but I believe the call sign is K8KCI. Then after Jeff is N-A-K-P-R Bob. So, Jeff, I believe you're K-A-K-C-I. Please go ahead, and if I got the wrong call sign, let me know.
Hey, no, you got her straight up, the old tongue twister. Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India. But, no, we appreciate you doing that, and, well, we were on the old 10 meters and 14 today, and yeah, we got a couple of special events. The Mars group out there in California, we kind of hit them, and oh, a couple of POTAs all over, and then I got Japan and Chile on, I think it was 10 meters and 14 meters, and so it was rolling good. I got the get that little two-element beam rolling there, and got all the snow off everything. We ended up with about 5 inches of snow over here, so everything was nice and white. And, of course, we have lots of leaves now on top of the snow, so I'm just going to wait till they all dry up and blow away or end up having to shovel them off. But, no, other than that, yep, she was nice and cold this morning. I see we got a 22 degrees right now, so the snow ain't going away tonight, but looks like it's going to get warmed up for the weekend. I went out and bought a Artemis slingshot. I don't know if you guys ever seen one, but I live in the woods, so I have a lot of dipoles hanging and wires all over, so it's but they used to sling a line up over top of branches way up in the trees and pull them down to get samples. So I think it's going to work out pretty good. So we'll try that out once it gets a little warmer. But other than that, I'm going to say February 1st for the old below zero day. So back to you. This is KCI. Back to net.
Thank you, KCI. Our next operator, NAKPR
DR, Bob, and then after Bob, KD8 MMH, Mike. NA, KPR, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy, everybody else on the net. Ron, you stole my date. I was going to pick January 17th. That's my birthday. So I was going to pick that. But hey, that's okay. I'll pick another date. How about the 13th? Yeah. That's my sister's birthday, January 13th. We'll try that one. And, I was kind of surprised. It was as much snow as we got. I mean, we didn't get a lot, but I think I measured it. What was it? It was less than 2 inches. We got less than 2 inches. But still, everything is white and as cold as it was this morning. Like right now, I have 21 degrees here. And, yeah, it took me by surprise. I never imagined. We haven't had snow this early in a long, long time. Very long time. I mean, a lot of times we'll see it around Thanksgiving, but not this early. It's totally unusual. But it's supposed to be in the 50s this weekend, this coming weekend. Give me a chance to get my leaves up. And it wasn't too long ago, maybe last year or the year before, we had 0 degrees, zero degrees temperatures or minus the week of Christmas. It was either the week of, the week before, but it was right around Christmas time. It was, we had zero or minus temperatures. I remember that. Because we didn't have any snow. Still hadn't had any snow, but it was just plain cold, though. But like I said, I didn't do a whole lot today. Went shopping today, but wife said we need a new mattress for the bed. So we got one of them, and she says, well, I want to get one for the spare room, too, one of the spare rooms. She says, I need to put one in there, and a bigger one, a queen instead of a double. And so we went mattress shopping and whatnot, but that's always fun. That's about it for this round. Back to control, NAKPR.
Thank you, NAKPR. Our next operator, KD8MMH, then after Mike, KC8VOA. KD8MMH, please go ahead.
Hey, KD8AHW, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Randy. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone is doing well, staying warm. Everyone else giving their temperatures. I got 23 degrees here, Carlton Township right now. I'd like to thank everyone that came out to our November club meeting last Friday night. Had a good turnout for that. Good presentation. Thanks, Ron, for doing the presentation on repeaters. Got some nominations out of the way, and good meeting there. And thanks, Ron and Vinny, for coming out for breakfast Saturday morning. I guess my guess for the first 0 degree day, I'm going to go a little bit earlier. I'm going to go Saturday, January 3rd. Seems as though I really screwed up on the snow and went late in February. We're going to switch that around a little bit and go early on the 0 degree day. Just got done watching, had a live stream from Whitefish Point, the Shipwreck Museum up there, for the 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Happened 50 years ago on December 10th. So, lasted a couple hours, started at 7 o'clock, and just got done just before the net started here. Had quite a few different memorials and ceremonies today down at the Dawson Great Lakes Museum and the Maritime Church down in Detroit. A lot of things going on for the 50th anniversary of that. So, other than that, I think that's about all I've got. I think this will be my only go-around, too, Randy, so you can check me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead, and we'll turn it back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Randy. KD8MMH, back to Net Control.
Thank you, KD8MMH. Our next operator, KC8DOA, Rick, and then WADW, Dave. KC8DOA, it's your turn.
Good evening again, Randy, and good evening to everybody at the net.
spent more time on the driveway shoveling that out than I intended. First I had to blow leaves off the top, and many places they got iced down with the grandkids running back and forth, and one of the kids running back in and out of the driveway with his vehicle. It just kind of packed it down, made ice. So I ended up having to salt some of the driveway down, build, and kind of scrape some of it up. And I didn't get it all scraped up before it got dark again. So hopefully the salt helps things out, and warmer temperatures coming along this week should take care of the rest of it. But I just want to get rid of the slipping hazard there. It's going to be a tough one cleaning up the leaves this time around, because the leaves, the trees were about two-thirds full before the storm hit, and now they're almost completely gone. There's a few, maybe 5 to 10% left in trees, but so I know it's going to be deep enough that I'm not even going to be able to go over top with the mower. It's going to push it, so I'm going to have to possibly spread them out a little bit with a blower or something, be able to get on top of them to chop them up. For my date, I'm going to say December 29th. December 29th is what I'm looking for, possible first cold temperature there. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KC8DOA.
Thank you, KC8DOA. Our next operator, W8DW, and then after Dave, KD8TAZ Mini. W8DW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy. K8HWWADW. And for the cold, I'm gonna take December 28th. Well, I think they're probably right around there. I'm going early. Anyway, as far as the leaves, we've been working on them. I've got a leaf blower that is really wild. Weighs about 30, 35 pounds. It's a backpack. It's no fun using it so heavy, but does a good job. But we'll see what happens with the snow goes away. Most of the stuff cleaned up. What I had done last weekend was I actually go one side of the row of the yard and I blow everything to the other side. And then I've got a mower that I push more than I most, and then I took and bagged them. So everything was pretty fine. But everything right now is cold again. The lawn's all covered back up, so we got to start back all over again. I did not do anything today. I didn't even go outside to do anything. We went to the store, but other than that, I got to get my leaves out that I've got to put out by the curb tomorrow, and I'll do that tomorrow morning. Not a whole lot more. Oh yeah, I've been working with radio. I've been working with a software-defined radio, and trying to set it up with SDR trunk to do the trunk radio with that. So I've been trying to do that. Got it working, but I haven't been able to get the audio to work, so I'm not sure what's going on. I got to work with that. Anyway, that's about all I got. Turn it back to you, Randy. KE8AHW, WADW.
Thank you, WADW. Our next operator is K8TAZ Mini, then after Mini, KC8YVF Ron. KD8TAZ, please go ahead.
Well, good evening, KD8AHW. This is KD8BAZ. I'll say good evening to all the guys on here tonight. It's good to hear everybody. And my guess is January 25th. That'd be my sister's birthday. So anyway, and I've got 16 degrees here tonight. So other than that, I haven't been doing much. I did take my rain gauge down and brought that in. It had some ice in it, so I had to clean that out and cleaned out my coffee pot. That's about all I've done today. This is KD8PAZ, back to KE8AHW.
Thank you, KD8PAZ. This is KE8AHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. At this time, is there anyone else? Anyone else would like to join tonight's net? If so, please call now. Give us your operator identification,
of course, your name and your personal location.
This is NHNTN, Doug, and up in Beaver Township, north of Auburn.
I want to make certain I got that call sign correctly. It's N8NTN, and that's Doug. Is that correct?
Yes.
N8NTN, are you with us?
Yes, I've got this radio I'm using as a anti-double circuit in it, so if something keys up just before or right when I do, it keeps me from going up, so N8NTN, Nancy Tango Nancy, and I will pick the end of February. That's a good time for it to get cold.
All right, well, thank you for joining us. I'm going to go back to the top of the list. Our first operator is KC8YVF Ron, then after Ron, KF8EDQ, N8NTN, I'll pick you up right at the very end of our list. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
All right, good evening again, Randy, everyone on the net. Yeah, for me at least, rest of the week here. Back to work. Right in this morning wasn't too bad. Roads were pretty clear. There were a few icy spots here and there, but in general they did a pretty good job of getting cleaned up. My son-in-law left the house at 10 o'clock last night, got home at 7 o'clock this morning. He was out plowing snow for his company all night long, so he was one busy boy, and then he had come back in at noon. So he got home, got a quick shower, got a nap, and then had to go back in at noon today to do his normal job. So that's a bad thing, I guess. So for me, at least, I've been working on some 3D print projects. I've got about five or six projects sitting here on the bench. I have the electronics and all the parts for it. Now it's just to do the 3D printing for it. And so I've got quite a bit to do. I've got Christmas gifts that I'm doing and a lot of different projects. And some of these are going to take quite a while. I got one of the big projects done that was about 80 hours of printing. That one's done. Now I just have to put it together, which is probably a good another 20 hours of assembly for the plastics and the electronics and things. And then I've got several, like I said, four or five more. So well, I'm getting there a little at a time trying to get these done. So 73, everyone, have a good week. Stay safe. Looking at the weather report, another cool day tomorrow. But by Wednesday, warming up. So Wednesday or by Thursday, back up to mid-40s. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, back up toward 50 degrees. So all this snow can go away, and we can get to the rest of our yard work that everybody has. So have a good week, everyone. We'll talk to you later, KC8YVF.
Thank you, KC8YVF. Our next operator, KF8EDQ, then after Mike, N8DY. KF8EDQ, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks again, Randy. I forgot to give my date for sub-zero temperatures. I'm going to say January 23rd. I don't think anybody guessed that yet, but right around in there, I think everybody's kind of guessed is the January 20-something. But that's it for me, January 23rd. But yeah, I think that's all. I'll say 7-3, and we'll catch you all next week. This is KF8EDQ. I'll pass it back to Nat.
Thank you, KF8EDQ. Our next operator, N8EY, then after Tom, K8KCQ, Jeff. N8EY, please go ahead.
Okay, Randy, thanks very much. This is NADY. Not much else. One thing I just remembered. My off-center fed 8-10 meter dipole does a great job on 40-10, but you know 80 meters, my automatic antenna tuner strains to come up with a good match on 80 meters. So, given that, I was hoping maybe anybody knows or anybody has a good, clean, used, good condition, say a 300 watt manual antenna tuner that they want to sell. You know, I'd be more than happy to take it off your hands for a good price. So that's all I'm saying. But anyway, that's about it for me on this end. You're right. Everybody says that the weather keeps getting warmer towards the end of the week and in the weekend. So we just have to wait till the snow melts away because I got a lot of leaves to mulch and bag up. So that's what my job is later in the week. So anyway, I'm gonna toss it back to you, Randy. Thanks for doing the event tonight. Hope everybody has a good week. Be safe out there. Hopefully we'll catch everybody next Monday night. So until then, this is NADY seeing 73 and good night.
Thank you, NADY. Our next operator is KATCI, then after Jeff, NAKTR. NAKTCI, please go ahead.
We thank you very much, Randy. I guess the biggest thing we got going is trying to get the old wood cut now and get her in. We got lots of it in so far, but the boiler likes it. The outside boiler, she eats the wood up pretty good. So that's probably the biggest thing now. Finishing up our barn projects. I do got to throw some more antennas up here for one of my friends in Owasso, so we're going to try to do that Friday after it warms up. He's got a couple random wires he wants thrown up, so he's got more antennas. But other than that, get my 10-meter back up, but if I hear anything about a manual tuner, I'll let you know. But other than that, I'm going to say 73s to the group. It's good talking to everybody, and we'll be seeing you next Sunday, if I can remember. Usually I'm out doing stuff, but Monday for sure. So this is KCI. It will be clear, and back to that.
Thank you, KCI. Next operator is NAKTR, then after Bob, KCAVOA. Rick. And hey, KPR, please go ahead.
Well, good evening again, Randy. Yeah, I'm waiting for the that cold and the snow really knocked down the leaves. I got this Crimson King maple, and it's since it wasn't windy, all the leaves just kind of like there's a big circle of dark red leaves. Or dark brown, I guess it would be. But kind of weird looking. And so, yeah, that really knocked down the leaves. I was going by the Schaefer Beer Line display that they have in the corner of Main Street and Jefferson and Frankmuth here. And they have some trees there, and they literally just left probably a foot deep of leaves. Like the tree just dumped everything right there, right now. So that's just kind of weird when I was driving by it. But, Tom, I have a MFJ Versa Tuner 2 300 watt manual antenna tuner. I used to use it for 160. And, anyways, you can use it and see if you like it and see if it works okay for you. And if it does, we can work something out. So with that said, thanks for doing that, Randy. And everybody, let me see. Oh, that's Monday, isn't it? Everybody have a great week. Back to Net Control, NAKTR.
Thank you, NAKTR. This is KATCI.
This is KEA-AHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. Our next operator, KCA-POA, then after Rick, WAGW, Dave. KCA-POA, please go ahead.
Well, thank you again, Randy. Not a whole lot going on here at this time as far as radio stuff goes on. I need to get my bench cleaned off, and I've got some 3D projects printing right now and trying to reorganize some of the basement as we speak. So that's about it for me. I'd like to say 73 to everyone, and have fun picking up leaves. Take care. KCA-POA.
Okay, thank you, KCA-POA. Our next operator is WATW. Then after Dave, KDA-PAZ Mini. WATW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy. I don't have a whole lot for the net. I think sweepstakes is coming up this month. I think that next week is, not sure if it's the side, I think it's the side band. I normally don't do the side band one, but we'll see what happens later on in the month. And leaves, yeah, I've got a, I noticed that back in my one corner, I got them piled up back there from the wind. They're about probably 3 foot deep back there. But everything was blowing back towards that one corner. We'll see what happens, how that goes. Anyway, 73 to all, everyone. Have a good one. Catch you all down the log. KE8HW, WADW.
Thank you, WADW. Next operator, KE8PAZ, then after many, N8NTN, Doug. KE8PAZ, please go ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Randy. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Doug there. Good to hear him in there. Anyway, let's all remember the veterans tomorrow, seeing tomorrow is Veterans Day, and I'm sure there's a lot of them out there. I know I've got relatives that are veterans. So anyway, other than that, hope to go to Fort Wayne on Saturday, and so there's a spot there. My granddaughter, my daughter's going to take me. So this is KD8PAZ back to KE8AHW.
Thank you, KD8PAZ. Our next operator is N8NTN. Doug, please go ahead.
Well, I don't have too much to say. I'm just sitting here going through boxes, taking stuff apart and separating the parts. Getting about two-thirds of the stuff out, and the good parts I'm keeping, and of course the rest of it just goes out. Other than that, good evening to all.
Thank you, N8NTN. At this time, is there anyone else would like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? If so, please call in now.
KF8VIC, Rochester, name Jack.
Thank you for checking in. Do you have a comment that you'd like to make?
Yes, I'm in Rochester, Michigan, and it's 24 degrees here, and it's cold, and it's been cold, and the wind was blowing this morning, and it froze up. The ground was frozen, on top of the ground was leaves, and on top of the leaves it was about 2 inches of snow. And I predict the bad temperature as the second week of February, and that's all I have. KF8DIC, name is Jack.
Thank you, Thank you for joining us, KF8DIC. Once again, is there anyone else who'd like to join tonight's net? Please call in now. Okay, hearing none. Are there any other closing comments or announcements that someone would like to make for tonight's net? All right, hearing none. Tonight, including myself, we have a total of 14 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those operators who participated in tonight's net. I'm Randy May, KEAAHW. This net is now closed. We are returning the frequency back to normal amateur radio use. 7-3 to everyone, and may God bless us. Good night.
KPR to any, is that any UI?
I was saying KPR, was that you, Tom? Were you looking for me?
Bob, I heard you, we can arrange some kind of get-together. I have your email address. We can arrange some kind of get-together. We can take a look at the antenna tuner and then go from there.
Okay. I had the scan button, and all I heard was your voice, and I think, well, maybe he's trying to get hold of me. When I still have the radio, Kenwood GS440S, and I used to meet with a group of people on 160, and had an automatic antenna tuner on, but it wouldn't do 160, so I had to buy a manual, and that's what I bought, and it worked well for that. But like I said, I'll just let you have it, try it out, see if it works for you. If it doesn't, give it back to me. If it does, we work something out.
Thanks. Well, like I said, I have your email address, and I'll shoot you an email in a couple of days. We can arrange some kind of rendezvous.
Sounds good, my friend. So we'll talk to you later. This is NAKEPR. We'll be clear up to your final.
Okay, thanks, Bob. This is NAEUI clear. Good night.
Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 21 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 21 degrees.